Now, you know I ain't want to gossip, so you ain't hear this from me. Let's be clear on that. Now
walk it out. Walk through, Miss Peaches. I did. Walk through, Miss Peaches.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Now walk through, Miss Peaches.
Walk through. Don't worry about what they said. Walk through. Walk through. Walk through. Peaches.
Yes, now you walk through, Queen.
Walk through, Miss Peaches, walk through. Got a question for you. In your business of being an industrial engineer, you see and hear some strange things. What is the strangest thing you have ever heard that someone told you? Can you repeat it? No?
Miss Peaches said, I ain't trying to get fired.
They'll know, huh? You already know. You can't even tell us. What's the strangest thing you've ever found in your line of business?
Oh, okay. Cigarillo papers.
Have the students been naughty or nice?
Oh, they're naughty. They're nice with it, though. I've gotten paid a couple times.
Oh! Got paid to keep a secret.
Hello.
Miss Peaches.
Tell us.
Well, Miss Peaches, since you're getting paid on the side, you know, tax season, you got to do your taxes by Monday. You have your taxes done? You've been paying your taxes on that side money?
No, no, no. If they don't know, I mean, why would you give out information?
What are you using your tax money on this year? You know, everybody always has this wish list, this extravagant wish list, which includes paying people back. You got a couple of people you're going to take care of this tax season?
I don't owe nobody anything. So I don't owe anyone anything. And plus, I owe the United States government because I don't have any children and I don't have any dependents. And they take my money, so they take it, grab it, keep it, and then I still owe them. So we don't have to worry about that happening.
I actually have a question for both of you. So over the weekend, I was listening to a blogger, and the blogger was talking about how with this generation, it's taking those men checking the men that are out of pocket. For example, Kodak Black was out of pocket with the whole Nipsey Hussle ordeal.
Sure.
And so T.I., Tank, and all of them checked them. I've noticed with this generation as well, is that there's not a whole lot of checking. It's almost like that's them, that's what they do. What are your thoughts on that?
I actually like the fact that T.I. and Tank actually checked Kodak Black. I think that there are men that need to lead, and you always need a leader, and not that someone will follow you, but support your thoughts. You're not idolizing them. Yeah, that's it.
What about you, Miss Peaches? Because you strike me as somebody.
I just couldn't believe that this such ugly person like him.
Ugly?
Think.
Wait a minute. What's ugly?
I mean, he's far beyond ugly. So we just going to put a U, okay. Y, Z. All
call
in
it as you see it, Miss Peaches.
God. I mean, the audacity. He must have been on some stuff. Because you know when you're drinking and when you're getting high and stuff, you don't see the real person. You see somebody different. So he must have really felt. He must have really been high. He must have really been high.
So has it been a situation where you check the young person and how do they receive it? Because you're on the campus.
I wouldn't really say check. I wouldn't really say I check. pretty much what I do is I try to have dialogue.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Share about my own self and when I was younger and the difference between then and now. And understanding where they're at now, you know, most of the young people, especially a lot of the young people on this campus, they have parents who are probably about 15, 16 years older than them, or 17 or 18 years older than them, had them when they were a teenager. So it's a different dynamic. You got to come differently, you know what I mean? You got to be on a level where you can take the place of them and speak to them where they're at. You know, not where I'm at, but where they're at. And so, long as you're having dialogue with people, you know, and understanding where that person is coming from, and then saying, okay, I understand that. However, did you ever look at it like this? Or would this be a different way to take care of things? You know what I mean? Asking them rather than telling them. Asking them, what do you think about this idea?
Well, the students love you anyway, Miss Peaches, because they can't out-twerk you.
Hey, nieces either.
Miss Peaches, have you seen your video?
Oh, yes, all of them. Oh, my gosh, I cracked up.
All of them. Miss Peaches can teach a twerking masterclass.
Oh, that was too funny. Oh, my God.
I am sitting here looking at some of the comments of your video. They were like, all right, wait a darn minute. We've got questions to answer on our Facebook fan page, so we're going to get to that. But Miss Peaches, walk through anytime.
Thank you.